Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Yolanda Thomas.
Okay, Ms. Thomas, let's see who's going to...
Yes, I do.
Honorable Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing. You will be the lead, so just hold on, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Ms. Thomas. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Okay. You're going before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and ADC number for us for the record?
Okay, my name is Yolanda Marie Thomas. My ADC number is 278576.
All right, thank you, Ms. Thomas. Ms. Thomas, I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today.
Okay.
We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Turner, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ms. Thomas, you, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Excuse me?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I did.
Okay. On that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I have.
Are you representing yourself today,
Ms. Yes,
Turner?
I am.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in.
Excuse me?
At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in.
I have what?
At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in.
Okay.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you
swear? I do.
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, Ms. Thomas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after or your release on or about May 11, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, Ms. Thomas?
That is true.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, based on the admission of Ms. Thomas, I move to find that she was delinquent, she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
The motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Dr. Wright.
I can't hear you.
Okay, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing.
Okay.
In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
Ms. Thomas was released from ADC custody on 5/11/2018 and arrested on 7/22/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 7/22/2018 with an adjusted CICD of 12/12/2018 with 72 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 8 months. Prior convictions, 2012, criminal trespassing, first degree, 6 months. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score 4-4. Mental health score of 1. Substance abuse score of 3. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 160 days. She was arrested and reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with fighting noted. There were other arrests, however, the charges were either dismissed or not processed. She has a GB score of G2, B1.
Okay, Ms. Thomas, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at the House of Hope at 610 South Stapley in Mesa.
Yes, sir.
However, you never reported there. What did you do when you got out?
I had started to have an emotional breakdown, and I hadn't thought ahead of time of what that I was going to do when I got out, so it just so happened that I had too many things to actually carry around, and I didn't have anywhere to put them, and so instead of getting rid of some of the baggage, I ended up getting frustrated, and I just decided to kind of just do wrong right then, so.
So when you do wrong, what did you do? You relapse, start using drugs?
Well, not at first. I kind of just, like, waited around, and it took me about the next day till I actually went and did drugs and maybe drank a little bit.
All right. So when you said you had a lot of belongings, what did you have?
Well, I had the paperwork that I was carrying from prison, and I had a couple of hygiene, well, actually very many hygiene items that I didn't think ahead of time to actually, like, hand off to anybody or to dispose of, and I had other things like appliances that I was carrying, and so I just got really frustrated.
So why did you even go to, you didn't make any effort to go to a halfway house?
Well, when I had actually decided the next day that I was gonna do drugs or to consume alcohol, I didn't think of whether or not I was gonna go and check in. I just kind of decided right then that I had failed.
Okay. So what kind of drug were you doing?
I had done meth, amphetamines, okay. And I had consumed some alcohol.
So how did you come in contact with the Phoenix PD?
Excuse me?
How did you come in contact with Phoenix PD?
I was at a Circle K down in Phoenix. I was riding a bike, getting water, and they stopped me because the bike, it wasn't mine.
Whose bike was it?
It was actually a rented bike.
One of those bikes that they rent around?
Yes.
I see a lot of those in the neighborhood. Looks like they've learned and found out how to ride them and not pay for them.
Yes, sir.
So what else did you do for those 160 days, those 72 days that you were out there?
Well, I actually just kind of wandered the streets, done the same thing, kind of seen the old friends, the drugs and drinking. I hadn't really done much, so... It's just basically, I was just homeless.
All right, so Ms. Thomas, I hope that at some point, since you've been back in, are you going to make a decision to go ahead and get your life together, or you just want to be out there doing drugs and hanging out?
Yes, I took a real long good thought about that this last time that I was rebooked, and the last time I was released, I really messed up, and it just doesn't make sense to me as why I didn't think further into, what I was going to do as I was sitting and wondering these things about before I had done them. So I do understand, yes, I need to get my life together.
Okay, because you were, last time in 2013, when you were released, you were absconded then, too.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, Ms. Thomas. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Thomas.
I know that it's because I thought, this last time I re-entered prison, it's been so repetitive that I have done this that it's kind of making me tired too of it. And I know I can't convince you of that, but I know how that you would suggest maybe I should get my life together. I can feel that. Yeah, maybe this may be the time to do that.
Okay. Ms. Thomas, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
Okay.
No questions coming from the board, Ms. Thomas. We're going to come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that is all.
Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, but I need you to stay on the line, Howard, remain silent, and we'll get back with you with the determination, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. The board's now into discussion. It seems like, and I do thank Ms. Thomas for being so honest. She just says when she got out, she had so much stuff and stress, and she just decided she was just going to do bad and go get with her friends, do some drugs and alcohol, and she was doing some meth and drinking, and she was on a bicycle at the Circle K when she was stopped by Phoenix PD, and there was a warrant out for her arrest. She will be released on December 12th of this year, which is a few months away. However, I think if Ms. Thomas takes this time that she has left in there and think about what she wants to do with her life, get herself together, work on a plan when she's released, that she can get out and be a productive citizen and not have any negative contact with law enforcement, and hopefully never have to come back before this board again. That is my opinion, however I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. All right, then at that point, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Thomas, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms condition of her supervision, and had lapses about the lapse in criminal ways of company, as she was an absconder for 72 days, and stated that she had decided to drink and do drugs, which was methamphetamine.
Second.
Agree. Okay, motion by myself. Agree, second Dr. Wright. Agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on December 12th of this year. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Ms. Thomas, please take some time, this time that you have left incarcerated. Really make up your mind, come up with a plan so that when you're released that you get out, you won't be stressed, you won't do drugs, and hopefully not have any negative contacts with law enforcement, and be a productive citizen from this point forward. You know, we want to wish you the best of luck, and I want to thank you for being honest and appearing before this board, okay?
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, thank you, Ms. Thomas. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you.